1:02 p.m. Present, it's March 18th in the Gruenberg Room, the State Capitol Room 120. Present is Representative Klayman, Representative Nelson, Representative Shaw, myself, Representative Tuck. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to do business. Please mute your cell phones. And before I begin, I would like to thank Robin Stevens with House Records for documenting today's meeting, and Tom Raymond, who's moderating the meeting. We have one item on today's agenda, and that's consideration of House Bill 125 to extend the current hiring preferences for military spouses. We have the bill sponsor with us, Representative Nelson. We also have Pam, not yet, we don't have Pam Day on as of yet, but if we need her, she's with the Department of Administration, and she will be available to answer any questions if anybody has any. She's a Deputy Director of Division of Personnel and Labor Relations. We had our first meeting last Tuesday, March 16th. We took up, at that time, invited testimony. Today, we'll take up public testimony. And any comments before I open it up to public testimony? Okay. Public testimony is open. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Seeing no one in the room. It doesn't appear I have anybody online, so I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony. We don't have any amendments. Do we have any questions or comments on House Bill 125? Any closing comments, Representative Nelson? What is the will of the committee?
Chairman Tuck, I move that we report House Bill 125 Work Order 32-LS0602/A from the committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Are there any objections? Hearing seeing no objections, House Bill 125 moves from the Special Committee on House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs with the individual recommendations and zero fiscal note. That concludes the business that we have before us today. The next meeting of the Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs is going to be scheduled for Thursday, March 25th. So we won't have anything this coming Tuesday. We do have a budget subcommittee close out on Tuesday. So please be here for that at 12:30. And then our meeting on Thursday, March 25th, we will consider House Joint Resolution 15, sponsored by Representative Zach Fields. And this resolution requests the U.S. Department of Defense to invest in the Port of Alaska. All righty. Please stick around so we can sign the bill referral. And with that, we are concluded at 1:05 p.m.